With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, April 19th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday was the 33rd annual Hinton Blackhawk invite, and the winning team on the girls' side coming from the hometown. The Hinton Blackhawk girls' track team getting their first meet win of the season, sending their seniors off right with their final home meet, scoring 156 points. Head coach Robin Moore says getting to send the seniors out with a meet win at home is a pretty special thing to do.
It was a special night for us to win on our home track. The seniors going out in style. They've given a lot to the program, so it was great to see them pull out a victory on the last meet on their home track.
And it was really nice because the Blackhawks had finished in second place in two other meets this year, just couldn't quite get over the hump and win a meet. Nice to do that for a change last night, and Coach Moore hopes it shows the girls that they can hang with some top teams as long as they continue to put in the work.
It kind of puts us in the right direction. It tells the girls, you know, Cherokee's a tough team. Central Line's very tough. So it kind of sets our mindset that, you know, we can go in against tough teams and beat them and do what it takes. Sometimes we spread ourselves out to get the victories, but they've got the mentality, whatever it takes to win.
The Blackhawks will be back on the track on Tuesday, April 23rd, at a meet hosted by Lawton Bronson. On the boys' side, the MMCRU boys track team made it 5-for-5 in team scoring meets. That led to team wins for the Royals. It was 132 points winning the title at the Blackhawk invite yesterday. MMCRU was able to score in just about any kind of meet, long distance, short relays, jumps, field events, you name it. They were able to do it. Lucas Brown was the top scorer individually for the Royals. He swept the high jump and low jump championships on his way to securing individual titles, also being part of the champion 4x800 meter relay team and a third place 4x400 meter relay team. In total, Brown helped account for 36 team points. Coach Ude says his confidence helps him be a leader on the team.
In the high jump and long jump, he's just so steady right now. He's so confident. He just missed 6-3 today, which would have been awesome to see him do. And then he comes out and runs great for us, too. And our field events have been, they were strong last year. And it's just to see him kind of grow this year has been great.
And the craziest part of this massive winning streak for the Royals is that they're not even going out there with the goal of maximizing points and trying to game the system that way. Coach Ude says the philosophy remains the same whether they're winning meets or not scoring any team points, and that philosophy is to simply get better by being extremely competitive.
We talk all the time about not being complacent, you know, to just keep wanting more, to keep wanting to compete and better our times. That's the first thing we talk about the first day of practice is, I don't care, medals are great, winning track meets is great, but we always want to be something better than what we did put down the last time. You know, and per weather, you know, haven't been blessed there, but per weather, you know, we're competing at a high level. So we just want to keep doing that and keep trying to reach for our peaks here at the end of the season. And if it ends up in wins at track meets, great.
The Royals get back to action on Monday, April 22nd at Alta Aurelia. They'll then finish the year with three of their final four meets at home, including the War Eagle Conference meet on April 29th. Let's take a look at some more details from the Hinton Blackhawk invite yesterday. On the girls' team standing side, again, it was Hinton winning the title. Cherokee took second. Central Lion was third. Remsen St. Mary's, the next area team, taking home a fourth place finish with 52 points. Akron Westfield finished in seventh. MMCRU in 8th. Galen Catholic brought home a 9th place finish in the team standings. On the boys' side, again, it was MMCRU winning the meet. Westwood, 31.5 points behind them with 100.5. Cherokee took home 3rd with 92 points. It was the home Blackhawks finishing in 4th with 80.5 points. Galen Catholic ended up rounding out the top 5 with 62 points. Akron Westfield finished in 8th with 30 points, and Remsen St. Mary's did not score a team point. Some of the individual highlights, the winners from the area. We're just looking at winners here. Girls 400-meter dash, Gabby Friesen, the champion, 104.41. Cadence Peters and Casey Allen go 1 and 2 in the girls 800-meter run for Hinton. The 4x400-meter relay and the 4x800-meter relay on the girls' side, a of Friesen, Lang, Allen, and Peters in both relays win the title. High jump and long jump, well, that belongs to Bailey Boovy. No shocker there. Her teammate Ava Lang, though, got home with a second-place finish in long jump. Girls shot put and discus, that was also swept by the Blackhawks. Lauren Kunkel wins both events in the throws. On the boys' side, the 400-meter dash champion with a great 100 kick at the end, Gabe Anderson, 53-26, his time, and the boys' 4x100-meter relay wins the title for Hinton as well. MMCRU boys' winners, 1600-meter and 3200-meter run belong to Caden Gallus. Clint Staub was right behind him in the 3200. 4x2 and the 4x8 relays claimed titles for MMCRU, and again, the high jump and the long jump go to Lucas Brown. Other winners from the area for Galen Catholic, boys 110-meter hurdle champion belongs to Cole McCarty, 15:54. Boys sprint medley, it was Jack Roberts, Cole McCarty, Cale Pearson, and Chance Carlson taking home that championship. For Remsen St. Mary, some girls winners. Claire Schrader sweeps the hundreds, the 100 dash, and the 100 hurdles. And then she's also, of course, the anchor leg on the girls shuttle hurdle relay team that is so darn good. That team wins by over 5 seconds to claim 10 points in the team standings. Then finally for Akron Westfield, the two winners coming from one kid. It was Ian Blau sweeping the shot put and the discus, 56 feet and an inch in the shot put and 176 feet even in the discus. You can check out more individual results. They're on our website at KLEM1410.com on our sports scores and results page. Also in track yesterday, the Sioux City East Bob Guin invite taking place at Morningside University, taking a look at Lamar's and KPW-CRV, their times and results, the winners and second place finishers there. For Lamar's, it was Alex Allen taking home a second place finish in the 800-meter run. 1600-meter run gives Lamar's boys their only win in that meet. That was Aaron Lee, just under 5 minutes, a 4:52.69 mile. He was flying. Girls had a really good day yesterday. The discus goes 1 and 2 for the Bulldogs. Addison Kibbe, 96 feet 8 inches. Aaliyah Vleck, 88 feet 8 inches, finishes in second. Kenzie Nias going to the Drake relays in the long jump. She finished in second place in that event. Addison Kibbe was second in the shot put. Then some champion relays, shuttle hurdle team of Lusink, Larson, Dutton, Susamil. Then the 4x200-meter relay, this has been a strong relay team in Lusink, Hector, Hulls, and Cass. Distance medley of McNaughton, Beetlespacher, O'Grief, and Roller. They all win titles for the Lamar's Community Girls. Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury, Central River Valley get some champions as well. Boys 110-meter hurdles going to Bo Goodwin. 400-meter hurdles on the girls' side, Peyton Trapp with the title there. Rachel Putzi finishes in second in the 1500-meter run and then smokes the field in the 3000-meter run in a time of 11:47.48. Also in the boys' 3200-meter run, Devin Metcalf takes home the title at 11:31.72. Boys' high jump, Bo Goodwin finishes in second at 6.5 feet. Anna Kazora, 5 feet even, wins the girls' high jump, and Bo Goodwin finishes second in the boys' long jump. Those results can also be found online at KLEM1410.com. Now let's get off the track into some other sports scores and results from yesterday. Going now to the soccer pitch, where the Lamar's Community Girls got a shutout win over Unity Christian at Jim Lorenzen Field. 4-0 win over the Knights, sparked by two goals from Zoe Whitcup and some help from some Scoves. Meta and Maya Scove each score a goal for the Bulldogs in their shutout win over Unity Christian. Sioux City North beat Denison Schleswig in girls soccer 1-0. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln Cream Sergeant Bluff Luton 9-0. In boys soccer, the Lamar's boys could not quite get the better of the Knights. A 3-1 victory for Unity Christian over Lamar's at Jim Lorenzen Field last night. Second-ranked Bishop Heelan, 7-0 winner over Denison Schleswig, and Sioux City East beat Spirit Lake Park Okoboji 1-0 as well. Over to tennis now in girls tennis, where Cherokee defeated Lamar's 9-0. No winners for the Bulldogs last night. Ninth-ranked Bishop Heelan, 9-0 winner over South Sioux City, and Sioux City East beat Denison Schleswig 5-4. Boys tennis in the MRAC. It was a tough battle for Lamar's at home, but the Bulldogs take a loss to Spirit Lake Okoboji 6-3, the final score. Only singles winners for the Dogs last night. Evan Pratt, 8-2 winner in the first court. Devin Duvall won the third court, 8-3. And Joe Rasmussen continues to dominate the sixth court. He was an 8-0 winner last night in individual scores. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln beat Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson as well in boys tennis, 7-2. Finally, over to the golf course, where we've got some Oriole Conference scores to get to you. On the girls' side, Galen Catholic was a dominant 201-297 winner over West Sioux. Zoe Vasura, your medalist, with a 48. Isabel Lammers with a 50. McKenna Sitzman, 51. Lindsey Ryder, 52. Top four individuals on the day, all scoring for the Jays. Galen didn't even have to use Rizaya Sitzman's 56, but she was fifth individually ahead of any West Sioux golfer. Hinton beat MMCRU 214-232. Ashlyn Kramer claimed medalist honors for the Blackhawks with a 45. Next closest golfer was 8 strokes behind. That was Allie Olson of MMCRU with a 53. Then Creighton Stusey, Carlin Kovarna, both of Hinton, and Cassie Weiler of MMCRU each shoot identical 56 scores. Remsen St. Mary's, a big win over George Little Rock with their lowest score of the season, 224-274 over the Mustangs. Sahara Gallus, your medalist, with a 54. Josie Schwickerath with a 55. Ava Garvin, 57. And Octavia Gallus shot a 58, all in the top four individually for Remsen St. Mary's. Also, South O'Brien beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 247-252. To boys golf of the Warrigal Conference, Galen Catholic was a 160-194 winner over West Sioux. Again, the top five finishers all from the Jays. Dawson Barthel, the medalist, at 37. Dylan Lubin, a 39. Gabe Wilchin, a 41. Landon Ryder, a 43. And again, a really strong total here that the Jays couldn't even use. Landon Knipe, a 44. Fifth individually. He does not help his team score-wise, though, and that's quite all right. MMCRU, 158-180, defeats Hinton. Michael Schmelin was your medalist here for the Royals with a 37. Camden Bork in second with a 38. Brayden Olson, also of MMCRU, with a 40. Hinton's Caden Barrett shoots a 42, finishes in fourth. Caben Olson of MMCRU with a 43 rounds out the top five. And then Remsen St. Mary's beat George Little Rock, a narrow 171-179 win. Hunter Pick was your medalist with a 40, beats Colin Homan in the playoff hole. Homan also shot a 40 to finish in second. South O'Brien beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn 186-203, and Harris Lake Park a 183-211 winner over Trinity Christian. All those scores are on our website. You can find it at KLEM1410.com. On to the sports schedule for today. Lamar's Girls Golf Invitational with Galen Catholic in attendance as well. That's happening at Willow Creek Golf Course this afternoon. In the Western Valley Conference, Alta Aurelia is at Kingsley Pearson River Valley for a girls' duel. In track, Remsen St. Mary's and Akron Westfield are right back at it. They're at the Hartley Melvin Sanborn Hawk Relays. Boys soccer tonight in the MRAC. Fourth-ranked Glenwood comes to town to take on Lamar's. Sioux City North is at Waukee Northwest. Spencer's at Sioux City West. Sioux Center's at Sergeant Bluff Luton, and St. Albert's at Council Bluff's Abe Lincoln. Girls soccer in the MRAC. Sioux City East takes on South Sioux City. Sioux City West is at Spencer. St. Albert takes on Council Bluff's Abe Lincoln. Girls tennis in the MRAC. This is a makeup. Sioux City North is in town to take on Lamar's. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at South Sioux City. And a quad here as Council Bluff's Abe Lincoln and TJ take on Helan and East. Those teams are also going at it in boys tennis. For more sports news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can hear more from Colin Ude and Robin Moore up at KLEM1410.com, or follow us on Twitter to see highlights from last night's meet at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.